White, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 7th, 1905. Dear son Willie, I sent you a letter yesterday. All so busy, I did not want anyone to occupy the time to copy it, for there was important matter being prepared, and this cannot be copied. Mrs. Bartlett came to Sarah this morning and asked her if Sister White would like to hire $400. Sarah told her that she thought that I would, for there are places where I could use this money to good advantage, but I could not pay over 5% interest. She said she would let us have it for that and required your name and mine. We told her she could have my name now and your name when you returned. I see several places where this can be used to good advantage. From Atlanta, Brother Starr sends a most pitiful appeal for help, and I have not responded yet. Several days ago, he wrote me to see if I could not in some way help them. I have been so earnestly examining letters dealing with past experience that I have done nothing about the matter. Perhaps you can tell me where to apply it. I will place it in the bank until I receive some counsel from you. Shall I place it in the bank where I have an account on which we are paying 8%? I see several places where there is need, and now instruct me which way it shall be used. I want it to be just where the Lord would have it. Well, I will place it in the bank tomorrow, and then you can write me about it. I am pleased to tell you I slept nearly 8 hours last night. We have been having very pleasant, sunshiny days. Have taken the route by Pratt's, for it is now free from dust. We have had 3 showers, which have washed the trees clean of dust and laid the dust of the road. I have ridden out nearly every day, and I shall continue to do so. Sarah has gone to the stores with your wife May and the children to get them some things they needed. May is well and cheerful. Sister King's sister is improving. She has gained 7 pounds. Their little girl boards with us. Sarah, Maggie, and Sister Graham went to Oakland and were absent about 10 days. Sister Peck and I rode out together several times. I have not much news to write you, but your home matters seem all straight. I am burdened down with the ideas of the supposed calculations Dr. Kellogg has in mind, but the Lord lives and reigns. You can see by my letter, I shall not leave my home to go to Loma Linda. I have now to guard myself that I shall not keep closely to my writing. I cannot do it. And should I leave it, I could not take my workers with me, and I could accomplish little. Doris is entering into genuine work in the old gentleman's home. He is now doing genuine evangelistic work in the ministry of the word. He has quite a good class now, and there are many deeply interested in the truth. I see I must give close application to matter that I wish to have republished. I had a good mail from Australia. I will send you a couple of letters that may interest you.